like to say hello and welcome you. Good day, that is my name. Come here and sit down, I'm so glad you even really truly came.
Welcome to the Tally Hall Power Hour. I am your host, DJ Tally Hall of Shame, and you're listening to KXSC on the airways at 1560 AM, on the web at kxsc.org, and on your smartphone on the TuneIn Radio app. This is a service of the University of Southern California, and I'm so excited to be on the air right now playing an entire hour of the deepest of deep cuts from my favorite band and its related projects. This is probably the weirdest thing I've ever done. I can't believe they're letting me do this, but I'm very happy that you are here listening to me. We are going to get into it today. We are going to play some songs. We are hopefully going to have some callers. That'd be cool. I'm going to dish out some trivia. And it's just generally going to be a good time. So up next, we just heard Good Day, the 2005 version, in case you're wondering, recorded in summer 2005 at 40 Ounce Sound in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Right now, we have the Killing Raw song as my background music. And up next, we have a little ditty that Tally Hall played at as the opening song to their sold-out Blind Pig shows in spring 2006, I believe. And this is one that only exists in live form, and it is I think it's an Andrew tune, but I can't be entirely sure. And it is called Kazoo Song.
Why am I angry? this woman said I'm alive. Nobody's ever told her she's wrong. A paella of space talk and jive. I'm as alive as her beard is long. I'll see you.
You just heard Waltz in E Major, Opus 15, Moonwaltz by Kojim Dip. And before that was Kazoo Song. Kazoo Song was taken from a live recording of one of Tally Hall's April 2006 shows at the Blind Pig. And of course, Moonwaltz is one of the new tracks off of Kojim Dip's self-titled album, which dropped in early 2014. That is, of course, Bora Karaja's fantastic side project. They were legendary in Ann Arbor when he was in college, and they did a bunch of really intense live shows that they actually have some great video up on YouTube of. And then he reformed it when he got to LA and put out an album. And in the liner notes of that album, it says that Joe is featured on that track. I've never really been able to hear him, but it probably just occurred to me that his vocals are the ones that are pitch shifted really low during that final chorus. I mean, that just makes sense. It's the general modus operandi of that whole operation there. So anyway, if you want to request a song to be played, or if you want to just, you know, talk, you can tweet me at TallyHallOS, or you can call 1-213-545-1560. That's 1-213-545-1560, and we can have a good time. But you know, while that's going on, I'm gonna bring out some more stuff. Up next, we have a track that I honestly love a ridiculous amount. It's one they did for the release of a book. I believe it was called The Magician's Elephant in 08, I wanna say, and they did it with Nellie Mackay. And it's one of the tracks that they wrote, you know, it wasn't just one writer, they wrote it kind of as a group, and that's what makes it really special. And I cry every time I hear it, and it's, everybody has a great time. So this is Light and Night.
We ought to leave a light on, leave a light on underneath the moon. Sitting in the sight of every eye, I believe in you. Open your window, look out and see me. Slow, I am coming a long way to be.
An accidental light. Such as I am, mother's only son. Ever is the light on, is the light on ever meant to run? Cold, but I'm outside and waiting to see. Low in the snow, coming closer to me.
Tonight, I'm alive, you alive and alight.
mine.
One time I tried to sing about spring and a storm, but you know how it goes.
Blah, 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 blah.
All along. Won't you please stop complaining? I'm playing a song. Seems to be tricky to tell whether ever heaven or hell. Play pretend, my friend, and lose yourself in the rain.
We have so much left to sing. There's a storm for every spring. All you see and you and me.
Create until nothing is left to create. And the universe bursts over one side. And you're starting to pretend to be crowned a creation.
Yes, you are.
The same thing to the clouds start to fly. And
you're starting
over and over and over again.
Yes,
over and over and never. Blah, 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 blah.
You just heard Spring and a Storm demo version, which is, I mean, like, the demo. Will your faves ever? The answer is no. That's insane. Before that was Light and Night, featuring Ellie Mackay, which is so good. I'm upset. So I've received a request from Twitter from my boy Ashby, who says that I should play the live version of Just a Friend, which, you know, coincidentally was on my playlist anyway because I'm nothing if not prepared. So that's coming up. And because I'm bringing out the deep cuts tonight, right after that, I'm going to play... Well, I'm going to talk about it after because it's a lot. But people who know what it is are going to dig it. Anyway... I love this background music. It's really cute. It's from the still working on the Marvin's little video. I think that my favorite thing is just like the videos of them just goofing off. Also in that video, the fact that Zubin's like a frog. I don't know why he always gets the short end of the stick. In the New York City vlogs, he, like, dies. I'm not sure what that's about. And I also have a theory that, like, the rest in peace Zubin thing in the New York City video diaries, like, subtly influenced Rob's In Memoriam tune. So that's just, I don't know, that's just me being weird. Anyway, here's Just a Friend, a live version recorded, I believe at the Blind Pig, showed up on the Pingree EP in 2005. It's good. It's pretty good.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love she wanted you to waste? Several times. Well, let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage, dripping pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I was put in her ear, come to the picture, so I can ask her some questions, see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. Yeah, I took a couple of flicks, and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I popped the question, she acted kinda strange. When I asked if she had a man, she tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't, I only have a friend. That sounded fishy. Zubin said she,
oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you say he's just a friend. Would you say he's just a friend?
Someone took my password for it. At this time I thought having a friend couldn't be no crime, cause I got friends and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine and Jack. Forget about them, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adored me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so that we could build a relationship of some understanding. I was gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing, but every time I called, it seemed that something was brewing. So I called, hung up, and called again. Hey, yo, who was that? Oh, he's just a friend. I don't buy it.
Don't give me that.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend.
Sing it to his soul, brother.
You say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need.
But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
Okay. So I went to her college on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I knew she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to her gate to ask where was the dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. So I did, and I was on my way to see my baby girl, I was happy to say. I rolled up to her dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? He told me where it was, and for the moment, I didn't know that I was in for such an event. I went to her room, I opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? A fella tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, I went down. Please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she doesn't have a friend. What?
You got what I need. Do I?
But you say he's just a friend.
Shoo-be-doo-wah.
You say he's just a friend.
That's all for us. Thanks a lot for coming.
It's the summer sun, the children at play. It's that feeling at the end of the day. It's the smell of something cooking. Take a taste when mama's looking away. It's our life, and we live it like we should. Is country good? It's the feeling of a family love. It's the faith in something bigger above. And it's reaching for the stars, but still knowing what is ours is enough. It's our life, and it's always understood. This is country good. Country girls fall in love with country boys. Country bands making good old country noise. All the lights in the city make it hard to see stars. Oh, lucky that the country is ours. Colors in fall. It's the swinging of the bat for the ball. And it's sitting on the porch swing, singing all the songs that we recall. It's our life, and we've done all that we could. This is country good. Country girls fall in love. Country bands making good old country noise. Eyes in the city make it hard to see stars. Oh, lucky that the country is ours.
That was Country Good by Rob Cantor featuring Tommy Siegel of Jukebox a Ghost on banjo. Before that was Just a Friend. I have a caller. Let's see if this works. I have no idea how to work this phone. Give me a hot second. Hello? No? Phone's not working. Gotta try again. This is an unfamiliar radio station. Anyway, I had a request for Hummingbird off of Sketches, so that's gonna come up in a second. And then I'm gonna play, right after that, a very rare track that will be exciting to listen to. Call again. I don't know what's up with the phone. Fun fact about Country Good. All right. Phone's coming? Okay. One more time. Let's do this. Hello? I don't know if we have a chicken and burrito.
I think it's,
Nice. Okay, here's Hummingbird off of Edu's Sketches.
Hummingbird, you found me resting on my own. Leave me be, I'm colored sad. All the world's forgot me, left me all alone. Almost it's as if I'm mad. Peel away the sunset, think we'll find tomorrow.
What is it you offer? I'll take what you offer.
picture in a yearbook, stare me down all year with this morbid infatuation. I can touch her and I hear her voice to me. It calls and all my bravery falls grounded by the thought of it all. An idle in a yearbook chases me in my head mistaken. I am making her more than a person could have been. But I believe my own lies instead of pain and anger I feel. Because I made it unreal in my head. Oh, oh, she is real. I am crushed, lost, I feel lost in a rush of woe. Details are killing me, and I am torn away from all the little things she'd say.
A picture in a nice frame, real nice firewood now. More than contentment, I wish I understood. Now I'm stuck in this place, I can't move away. She is seared, I'm scarred, no matter what I say. Oh, she is real, I am crushed, lost, appeal, lost in a rush of woe. Details are killing me, and I am torn away from all the little things she'd say. All the idiosyncrasies are what everyone cannot see. Should have never succeeded this far. All the idiosyncrasies are what drive me. The images distorted and scarred. She is real, I am crushed, lost, appeal, lost in a rush of woe. Details are killing, and I am torn away from all the little things, from all the little things, from all the little things she'd say.
That was Yearbook, and that recording, Yearbook appeared on the complete demos, but that recording is actually from Zubin and Rob's high school band, Listed Black, on their EP Songs About Girls. They were like, I think they were probably like 17 or 18 when they recorded that, which is insane. It's very cute. Before that was Hummingbird by Edu, aka Andrew, off of his album Sketches. And I didn't get a chance to say this because Devin interrupted me by being an effing memer and calling to reenact the Enterito sketch, which was great. I love that. But Country Good was written by Rob for use in a Cracker Barrel advertisement. And can you believe they didn't use it? It's such a good song. And anyway, one of the lyrics from that song made it into a song by Tommy Siegel, who's featured on Banjo, a song on Jukebox the Ghost's latest self-titled album called Long Way Home. And according to Tommy, Rob gets 1% of the royalties from that song. I don't know how true that is, but it's absolutely hilarious to think about. And so, yeah, it's just hilarious and insane. And thank you to Hawaii Part 2, Part 2 for these awesome instrumental backgrounds. Up next is possibly my favorite Tally Hall-related song of all time. It has over 100 plays in my iTunes library, and that's not even counting all the times I've listened to it on my iPod or on Spotify. I have to say that it is just, it's so good, you guys. It's so good. This is Variations on a Cloud.
Bring it, maybe, proud. I know a monster by the name of Terry. He's twice my size and seven times as hairy. Though he may look sort of tough, Terry's anything but rough. For his best friend is his purple pet canary. I know a monster by the name of Billy Bob. He used to cry an awful lot, I mean he'd really sob. I said, why are you crying, Bill? He said, I haven't got a friend. And I said, Billy, don't be silly, man, I'll take the job. I know a monster by the name of Kate. We are partners when we ice skate. And whenever I get blue, she's the monster I talk to. Having friends to cheer me up is awfully great. We know a monster by the name of Doris. She lives below a tree inside the forest. We get together every day just to sing and dance and play. And so to her we will dedicate this chorus.
That was I Will Be Your Friend by the Happy Monster Band, a.k.a. Tally Hall. In 2007, they recorded so many of these amazing songs for the Disney Channel. And it's they go illegally hard for songs expressly destined for a show watched by exclusively five-year-olds. And part of me, you know, the rational part of me is like, I should be ashamed for listening to this and enjoying it as much as I do. But the fact of the matter is that they were written by Tally Hall. They were performed by Tally Hall. They're really good songs. So I refuse to be embarrassed. Well, maybe a little. And that one is the only one I have in, like, high quality because it was up on one of Rob's websites as in his portfolio. I wish I had them all sounding that good because some of them are just, they're good songs. And, yeah, Variations on a Cloud. I was reading some tweets. I can't even imagine listening to that song when it came out in summer 2012 because that would have been a little less than a year after Tally Hall's, you know, like, end began. That must have been really, really emotional. I mean, I cried when I heard it for the first time last summer after not, you know, after getting into Tally Hall. So yeah, that must have been crazy. You guys are stronger human beings than I. It's so good at the end. Keep it coming back. I'm on the radio. I can't cry. Up next is some more songs, but before I do that, I gotta say my little thing. You're listening to KXSC on the airways at 1560 AM, on the web at KXSC.org, and on your smartphone on the TuneIn Radio app, and this is a service of the University of Southern California. I am your host, DJ Tally Hall of Shame. This is the Tally Hall Power Hour, April 2015. Hopefully this won't be the last. This is the first. If I have any luck, next semester I'll come back and I'll do, I want to make this monthly. I think that'd be chill, but we'll see. I've got about 15 minutes left and I'm gonna go straight for the deep cuts. Up next is a highlight of Rob Cantor's 2014 solo album, Not a Trampoline. This is Flamingo.
Passing. Hermanos y malos se quieren huir. Sueños hacen alegro. Flamingo, rosa y negro.
Just heard Sacred Beast off of Good and Evil. That song is way too short. That third verse, man, it is sorely missed. 2 minutes, 22 seconds is not nearly enough time for a song that damn good. Before that was Flamingo off of Not a Trampoline. Fun fact, the dude in the middle who says Flamingo, Rosa y Negro, is Andrew Lorich, who is not only the original inspiration for the Shia LaBeouf extravaganza, but is also, if you go way back, the man responsible for getting Tally Hall together, because he was the mutual friend that Rob met Andrew through when they lived together sophomore year, and through that, they brought Zubin in, and then Steve and then Joe and then Ross. I only have like 7 minutes left, so I'm gonna try and squeeze some songs in. I do have class at 10, but I can be a little late. Tally Hall, it's worth it. Up next is the live reworked version of one of their best tunes. This is Break It Down from Live at the Top of the Park in 2006 or 7, I believe. Here we go.
We need cash. What happened to a stash? I bought a new guitar. I rented a classy car. I got suckered by email thugs into cheap prescription drugs. Whatever will we do? We'll have to think it through. I have a word in mind, a very scary kind. I fear it every day. It starts with letter J.
Joanne.
Jam.
Job.
Job. People, keep
I
it calm. I'll simply call my mom. Hello, this is your son. Our bank account is done. How much? Well, there is none. She's never any fun. Break it down. We all can live like kings if I sell my girlfriend's things. Her computer and her makeup kit will go for quite a bit. She'll probably go berserk. I'll make you look like the jerk. I'll paste the GRE and harvest a PhD. After curing the HIV, I'll collect my royalties. Enough. I'll get his girlfriend's stuff. Bring it out. To play, and then they'll have to pay. Bring it out!
Save some face. You know you've only got one. Change your ways while you're young. Boy, one day you'll be a man. Oh, girl, he'll help you understand.
Smile like you mean it. Smile like you mean it.
streets that I did.
That was Smile Like You Mean It, cut by The Killers, covered by Tally Hall. Before that was Break It Down, a live version. This has been the Tally Hall Power Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. This was a blast, and I really hope I can do it again sometime. Thanks for the requests. Thanks for the call, Devin. And generally, this was fantastic, a rousing success. Thank you to KXSC for allowing me to be crazy live on air. And I will see you guys later.